It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in a comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. I'm really excited. We have an incredible guest with us today, Alice McHugh. Alice is the CEO of Territory Foods, and she was voted one of the best CEOs. The company was also just named one of the best places to work for women. Territory offers prepared meals where dietitians, nutritionists, and chefs from your community prepare the meals just for you using high-quality, sustainably sourced ingredients, free of refined sugars, free of gluten, free of dairy. I am all for eating local, and I'm all for healthy, nutritious meals, which is why I'm so excited for this conversation today. Alice is also the mother to a 15-month-old. We're going to be chatting about how to navigate that while also being the CEO of a big company. She is all for diversity and women in leadership. We're going to have some great conversations around those topics. We're also going to be talking about how to build your confidence, how to claim your seat at the table, and how to have a healthy relationship with food. It's going to be a great conversation. Let's welcome Alice to the show.
So Alice, I'm so excited to have you here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait. This is going to be great.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to have a lot to talk about. So what I'm thinking would be a good place to start is for you to share how you got into working for Territory Foods, how you got interested in nutrition, wellness, and that whole arena.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd love to just start with what Territory Foods is as kind of a level set for listeners that might not have heard of us before. So Territory Foods is a direct-to-consumer, chef-to-consumer platform for fresh, healthy food. And so we work with a network of chefs in different restaurants that are local to your community. And we work with them to build menus of really delicious, healthy food that is restaurant quality, made by real chefs in real restaurants. And then we deliver it directly to you so you can stay at home, safe, and all those things. What I love about it, and part of the reason that I came to Territory, was the fact that we've basically taken some of the best things in the world, eating great food. There's nothing better than having a seriously wonderful meal. And we make it healthy because we believe in a baseline of anti-inflammatory protocol. So all of our food is free of gluten, sugar, and dairy. So that's very, very healthy food that you're talking about. And we make it really fun to eat well. And for me personally, you know, I think like a lot of women, my relationship with food has been good and bad throughout my life. There's been times when I was trying to eat less and to be thin, and then I just had a baby. So, you know, what does that look like? And how do I have my own postpartum recovery and everything like that? But what we do at Territory is we make it just really easy to eat well. So it takes one more thing off of your shoulders. And that's kind of why I got into it, because it's the best job in the world, making people healthy and empowering them on their goals.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I'm all about nutrition. I actually just did a talk at a local university about the gut-brain connection, anti-inflammatory diet. I think right now with the pandemic and just the stress that we're facing in the world, like it's so important that we really do all that we can to optimize our mental health and our systems and our physical health. So, you know, nutrition is such a huge part of that. And I love too with Territory that you guys are looking like you're sourcing locally, right? So you're looking at like local restaurants, which I also love because, you know, I know in our community, like a lot and everywhere really, you know, restaurants have been hit hard.
Yes.
So I think that's really empowering to be able to give back to your community, you know?
Absolutely. And it's amazing because the pandemic just codified a lot of things that were kind of sitting out in the world. There's been a lot of research in the last 15, 20 years about the direct connection between what you put in your body and how you feel. Again, historically, it's been related to weight loss, but now we understand so much more about the gut biome and how you can build your immunity by eating the right things and how eating the wrong things really just knocks out your total system. At Territory, we work with a doctor called Dr. William Lee, who wrote a book called Eat to Beat Disease, The New Science of How Your Body Can Heal Yourself. And the reason we chose to work with him is first and foremost, he loves food. It's very, very important to work with someone who loves food, but he really looks in your pantry and he says, what do you already have that you can put together to really boost your immunity and to even fight diseases like cancer, which as a young woman, I had no idea that that was even going to happen. And like, there was even a way. I have a lot of cancer in my family. I started my journey really, really young, looking for solutions and saying, how do I stop that future for me? And I think as more and more women are tested for BRCA and there's like more awareness around different female focused diseases, people are looking for solutions. Like, how do I stop PCOS, things like that? And the answer is in your fridge. And that's incredible. And so what I love about what we do is we take real science, real nutrition. We have 6 dietitians on staff. They're on call. So as a customer, you can always just kind of reach out to us and say, hey, I'm trying to do this thing, which is wonderful because we're real humans. And then we actually educate chefs and restaurants in your neighborhood. So our model is 100% local, which I'm super proud of because in the pandemic, especially, you're totally right. The restaurant industry has been hit so hard. And what we've been able to do is provide a second or third business line for a lot of these restaurants. But we also go in and we train them. And we talk about our standards of sourcing. And we talk about why anti-inflammatory. And we talk about things like no canola oil. You'd be surprised how much canola oil is in restaurant food, in other DTC companies, in everything you're eating for takeout. We're no canola oil ever. We're always about really high quality oils like olive oil and things like that. And so we go in, we educate, and then we actually build this knowledge in your community as well with the idea that you're then able to go get a healthy meal when you're able to go back to restaurants in the long run.
That's wonderful. You know, oil is a big one. And that's something I learned about in my integrative medicine fellowship. Mm-hmm. And I changed up a lot of my cooking because I cooked a lot actually with olive oil, but I didn't realize that we have to pay attention to the smoke point.
Yep.
Yeah. So with that, it's more like low heat cooking or mm-hmm. chopping. And then I started doing more of my like higher heat cooking with avocado oil.
Yeah.
And algae oil actually is something Dr. Weil is like a huge fan of. Kind of hard to find, but you know, that has great omegas. And I was able to get it online and that's another one that I use. But yeah, canola oil, like I've heard mixed things about it. And I just personally avoid it. So I stay away from from that. Coconut oil I'll use once in a while, but again, that's one where I think moderation is best. Like I think be careful with not going overboard with that because of the fat.
Yeah. And also the coconutty flavor. Not everybody loves that. I love this conversation though, because I feel like 10 years ago, we would never be having a conversation about inflammatory oils. but I just think there's this amazing new awareness of all the ways that you can make tiny, tiny changes. Like what we're talking about is not like cutting your fat down to 15 grams or some craziness or giving up like 2 meals a day or 3 meals a day. And you can talk about intermittent fasting all you want because I have a lot of POV on it. But what we're talking about is tiny changes. And the key to success in any sort of health is to make small changes to your lifestyle that are sustainable. Because if you're just focused on making changes for the 2 week or 3 week or 6 months even, you're really not going to build behaviors that stick. And the key to long-term immunity and health, because those things are very, very tightly tied together, as we know now more than ever, is these tiny, small changes that you can make in your everyday. And for you, it may be swapping your oils. For some, it may be, walking away from the French fries every day and opting for something else. But it's those small, small changes that really make a difference and to keep your mind in the right space as well. Because there's nothing worse than that restrictive mindset where you feel like you're giving something up. You're not just getting the results you want. That's a really hard space to be in. Nobody needs that stress right now. We do not need any more stress than we have at this moment.
So, so true. I've gone through personally all these different kind of experiments, I guess, on diet. And when I first realized, like in college, I had no awareness about this, mm-hmm. like whatsoever. I would have like tons of artificial sweeteners and I didn't do that. I thought that was like healthy. I thought like having a bagel for breakfast was healthy. Mm-hmm. Like I just really didn't grasp it. I'd have like cereal for dinner sometimes.
Don't know, right?
No, I was not the epitome of health. And then, when I decided I wanted to start thinking about getting pregnant, that was a huge, huge time in my life for a lot of life changes. And I realize, organic is a thing. And like, there's a reason why organic. Oh wait, I didn't know that diet things are not good for you. And just, it was this whole huge learning curve for me. And for a while I took it to the extreme. I totally did. Cause I was like reading all this stuff and it scared me. I was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea this was bad, and I've been doing it for so long.
For your whole life.
So I felt like I went from one end of the spectrum to, you know, the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
When we had our daughter, it was like absolutely no food dye, you know, mm-hmm. very, very strict about it. And we still don't buy stuff that has, you know, artificial, but once in a while, like Halloween parties, I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
But it took me a while personally to get to that place of balance. I felt like for a while, again, it was like one end or the other. And now it's more like, it's more moderation. It mm-hmm. feels so much better because I'm not restricted with myself.
That's right.
It's more like I'm making choices that make me feel good. And I've learned what makes me feel good. And I've learned if I do splurge on that thing, like I'm probably not going to feel so great later.
100%. And you have to forgive yourself, right? Because the thing is, you did the hard work. You did the elimination. You went totally crazy. You figured out what works for you. But now you just need to live in this space of maintenance and just forgiveness. Because if you're living in a moment of feeling bad about everything you put on your body, in your body, anything like, or in your children's body, you're not going to be happy. And it's just going to cause a lot more stress for you. And stress is a massive killer. Stress is actually connected to the gut biome as well and to your mental health. And they're finding all these crazy things about people who live to like 110, 115, and how stress is actually the biggest thing that's missing from their lives. So, you know, everyone always says stress is a killer. We need to actively mitigate stress in our lives. And it's about, again, creating a framework where the majority of your life is going to fit for the way that you've defined it. That's why, you know, that's what we do at Territory. We create a framework where you can live in this space. You don't have to worry about anything, plenty of options. And then if you want to go out and have a glass of wine and have a pizza or food dye or whatever it is, forgive yourself. Because the thing about health and nutrition is it's not temporary. It's forever. And that can be something that completely exhausts you, or can be something that gives you energy. And it has to be something that gives you energy and gives you joy every day to say, I can not only make it through the day, but I'm going to conquer the day, and I'm going to feel good about my choices when I do.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think the biggest change for me, as you had mentioned, is I went from fear-based thinking to more empowerment and like loving myself.
Yes.
And that was a huge, huge, huge shift for me. And that actually, you know, as far as when I was practicing in functional medicine, I saw a lot of fear-based thinking, like mm-hmm. read this, oh, this could cause this. And I, you know, having been there myself, it was kind of like, let's guide away from that to what can you do that makes you feel good, you know, and looking at things from this new perspective is totally life-changing of like, okay, what am I excited to eat? What makes me feel good? How can I make cooking more fun? How can it be more enjoyable? How can I get my kids excited about it? You know, I think this is just all about your approach and your intention when you're going into these things.
100%. And I'm huge on positivity. I think sometimes my team thinks maybe something's like wrong with me because I'm so positive. But I really just believe that if you're positive every day and you focus on building a world of positivity around you. And I'm not talking about like yes men or everything's always rosy all the time, because that's not the case. But you have to basically make the choice every day to say, I'm going to view these things with positivity. And when there's challenges ahead of me, I'm going to find a way through. Like, that's it. The world is full of challenges. There's not changing. It's getting worse every single day. You have to find a way through, and you have to do it in a way that you feel calm inside, essentially. Because if you're living your life positively and you're waking up every morning and you're saying, I'm excited for today, today is going to be a good day, it just is a completely different mindset that you bring to you and everyone in your community as well. And it makes you just better across all vectors of your life as a businesswoman, as a mother, you know, as a spouse, all those things. It's very, very important to maintain that positivity. And then I think the flip side to that is also just empathy and reading the room and making sure that you're not overly positive and giving people a little space for emotion, because not every day it can be a win. But again, it's about that long-term view and just saying, how am I going to set myself up for the best possible outcome in the long run? And how is today the first day that starts that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. You know, I wanted to talk to you about women in leadership, because I know that's something that you're extremely passionate about.
Absolutely.
And I know your company and Territory is extremely passionate about that. So yes. Can you share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So women in leadership is one of these topics that when I was 22 years old, I started my career at Deloitte Consulting. It's a phenomenal place to start your career. And I was a woman in technology. And there were all these women's affinity groups. And I was like, I don't need that. And I didn't actually need it. And I didn't actually understand it at all. Because I was basically being fostered in this environment where as a woman technologist, there was no difference between me and my male peer set. And that is so special. So it's a massive plug for Deloitte. I'm not afraid to plug them. But what I think is incredible is throughout my career, and I've worked at some of the best large companies, like top-ranked CPG and retail companies before coming to Territory, what I saw was that there's not a lot of structures for women to grow their careers. And as you go up the, quote, food chain, there's less and less. And I actually found myself just a few years ago in a very large corporation, and I was a top performer, and I looked at the next level above me and the next level above that, and there's actually no women at all. And I went to the vice president that I worked for, and I said, how am I supposed to know what it looks like? And he was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, how do I know? How do I know what it looks like? And where's the model for me? And I think we have a diversity problem. I think we need to work on this. And he was like, I don't think this is a problem at all. And that was kind of when I was like, I'm going to take my step back and I'm going to say, what is my value and what are my values and the kind of community that I want to build? So when I came to Territory, I was super passionate on number one, being a role model for everyone in the Territory family and all of our staff. And then also building an organization that focuses on diversity and then also focuses on inclusion. Because if you don't have an inclusive environment where people can actually exist and live and feel heard and feel noticed and feel seen, honestly, then you can focus on diversity all you want, but it's just lip service. So Territory, we are a very balanced organization. We're 60% female. Our leadership team is 75% female, but really focused on elevating all diverse voices and bringing people to the table and asking them their perception. Because people of different genders, races, ethnicities, they have such different POVs based on where they come from and their own personal history. If you don't bring that into the mix, then you're just missing out and your business has a massive blind spot. The way that we even take this further is that, as I said before, Territory is a network of chefs and restaurants, and our network is actually 38% Black person of color, Latinx owned businesses, and 42% women owned businesses against an industry average of 7%. And I am so freaking proud of that, because we're actually not only talking about women in leadership and women being owners, but we're helping build those economies. And you as a customer get to help us along that journey. And that's why I email like the Territory customer base. And I always say like, hey, Territory family, because really when you're buying with us, you're part of something, you know, much bigger. But the only reason I got here and the only reason that I have been able to maintain this strong POV, well, two reasons, realistically, my mother and the bra burners of the 1970s, who were very much about women's empowerment, basically got us to this space where, you know, entering my career, I never had a question if I deserved a seat at the table. So you have to love those who came before you for sure. But then also, at some point I just said, I know I can do this. And I know what it should look like. And I believe that we should get there. And I believe in the organization that I want to create. And you have to have that self-belief. And that's so hard as a woman leader, because throughout your career, people are just going to tell you you're wrong all the time. And I think especially for females, they get told a lot that you know, you're wrong, or this isn't the right way to think about this, or you're speaking a lot in this meeting, and you know, maybe we should let others speak and things like that. No one ever really says that to men. So you just have to kind of, you have to believe in yourself and move forward. So I think it all kind of fits in with the positivity as well. Just saying like, I own my own destiny. I believe in what I believe, and I'm going to go after the things that are important. So I try to bring that to the team every day.
That's wonderful. And I think you're such a great example for people, women to believe in themselves. And what I found personally is on my journey, it made it easier for me to think that I could achieve something or do something when I met or talked to somebody who's done it, you know, and that really helped me, because for whatever reason, you know, myself, and I'm sure a lot of other people, have limiting beliefs or have placed themselves in a box of what they can do, what they can't do. But when you're able to break out of that, for me, at least, a lot of that was meeting people who are doing it, you know, like, and then that thought would pop in, like, I wonder if I can do that, or, you know, and then it started to be, okay, well, let's just break free of the box completely and allow me to, there are no limits. But I'm curious what your thoughts are on how women and people in general can build confidence. Cause I really believe that you can grow confidence. Like, you're not always naturally just confident. 100%. It's work and effort. So do you have any thoughts or tips for how people can work on their confidence?
Yeah. So my mind goes to two places. One, get yourself an incredible mentor. It's not going to be the first person you talk to, and it's probably not going to come through like a mentorship survey at work or something like that. But I have had incredible mentors in my career, and I've also had some really terrible ones. And just finding those people that are going to be able to give you that extra push and say, you know, how this is how I've done it before, or this is how I see it. Like, it takes a little bit of just getting out there and saying, like, I need a mentor, and think this may be my blind spot. You should just have that kind of like self-actualization. You might not be amazing at everything. That's totally fine. So get a mentor. I am a mentor to so many women and so many business leaders for sure. But I actually have some that I started mentoring like when they were applying to their first job in college. And now they're venture capitalists living in San Francisco and call me up and say, oh my God, I'm going through a career change. We don't have the same career path, but what I do have is the ability to kind of say, listen, I know who you are. You know who you are. Let's build something that makes you happy. Let's get into something that makes you interested. Let's refine that focus. So find a really good mentor, and it's going to take a couple. I had a mentor that sat across from me in 2011 and she was just like, I just think you should keep your head down. And it's because it was her personal experience, right? I don't judge her. It was her personal experience that she had made it through the corporate culture where we were working, and she had put her head down, but it wasn't me. And it didn't work for me. And I remember that moment feeling that, hey, this isn't the right kind of mentorship relationship. I want to find somebody that just understands a little bit more who I am. And then my own personal like confidence building. I think, you know, it's funny because I was definitely the kid in like eighth grade that everyone was like, oh, Ellis is putting her hand up again. Like, I think you guys all know that kid, and not always the best for sure, but that definitely eroded at my psyche. And I stopped putting my hand up. I was like that young girl who just stops putting her hand up and writes the answers on the top of her page and then scribbles them out so nobody sees it. And I think like that total psyche of coming around to owning that, it really came out of facts. And I think that it's a little bit weird to say, but basically when I would encounter a challenge where I didn't feel I had the right to speak or I had like the right to elevate my voice, I would go and I'd find all the facts and I would do the research around it. And I'm a forever learner type like personality. And so I would just do a ton of research so that no one could ever say that I didn't have a valid voice. And I would just be very well researched. I'm not saying that's the best way to do it, but it's for me, it's what gave me personal confidence because I always felt I was legitimate then. And I think that kind of plays into a little bit in like imposter syndrome, which is like a kind of a, I don't love the term imposter syndrome, honestly, but it gets thrown a lot around women in leadership. But for me, it's what I needed to do to put my foot through the door and say, I deserve to be here because I've done the research. And I think that's very different for every single person. And some people are going to be, you know, very high into facts and like guardian kind of personality. And some people will be more into relationships and say, I belong here because I know this person or built this connection or built this thing, this team or this idea. And it's kind of understanding your psyche and then leaning into that so that you're always approaching conversations with whatever extra armor makes you feel like you have the right to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I think mentoring is, you know, so, so, so important. What I ended up doing is kind of unintentionally, I found someone who helped me as a business mentor. It was someone I had on my podcast. And then we were chatting after, and she had done, she had been in media for a long time. She knew marketing. She was a speaker. Like she
amazing.
Was doing the stuff that I knew I wanted to get into. So as we were chatting afterwards, I was like, huh, this, like, you already have all that insight. And it helped me a lot because it took me a little while to shift from like the healthcare mindset to mm-hmm. business mindset. And really kind of in the marketing world, and as an entrepreneur, you have to market yourself. You have to be your biggest advocate. So it was a totally different ballgame than what I was used to.
Entrepreneurship is so different because you have to, it's really like, it's just like a completely different world. And I think I've said this before, but entrepreneurship, you have to view it as self-care because you're building your own self, you're building your own brand, and you're building your own whatever, your own thing, your own widget, your brand, whatever it needs to be. And you have to view it as investment in yourself because entrepreneurship, it's one of these things that you have to really be intrinsically motivated. Otherwise, there's nobody else who's getting you up every morning to kind of sign onto the laptop and figure out what the next topic is going to be. So you have to really make that investment in yourself. And I'm glad you found a mentor because I think they can come from all different places. And it doesn't have to be someone who has your exact path. It really just has to be someone that hears you in the way that you need to be heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. I would love to hear a little bit too on how you're balancing being a mom to a 15-month-old, right? And, you know, CEO of Territory, and I'm sure you got a million other things that you're doing too. So how are you doing with that? And I've talked with some other women, and what I loved is I was chatting with Amy Jo Martin on my show, and she was like, it's not about work-life balance, it's about work-life integration. And that really resonated with me because I was like, oh, that sounds just more manageable. It's not about like, here's the box of life, here's the box of work.
Do you need one more thing to sit on your shoulders right now? No, I love it. I mean, there's nothing better than being a mother. I'm just going to say that first and foremost. And I was never somebody who was like, oh, I never really like, it's not that I didn't want to have children. It was like, I didn't really know it fit into my life plan. I've always been very goals oriented and things like that, but it's incredible. It's the best thing. And no matter what, you are a full-time mom. You can be running Territory. You can be a stay-at-home mom. You're a full-time mom no matter what. And so I think it's about building kind of your world of support and the things that you are going to outsource and what you're not going to feel bad about. I outsource dinner every single night to Territory. This is a big use case. We have a lot of customers that do this and don't feel bad at all. But then also just coming into the balance that you need. And for me, you know, my daughter is everything. She's the most important thing to me. And every time I look at her, my heart explodes, right? I'm a mom. But it's about saying like, okay, this is the time I'm spending with her. And this is the time I'm doing like my laptop work. And this is my focus. I have an incredible partner that really helps. My husband is my 100% partner in this. And there's actually some amazing books. Eve Radowski wrote this incredible book called Fair Play, which is incredible about just the way that you can communicate as a couple, especially going into the time of having children, about just the duties that always fall to moms without any sort of like acknowledgement. So incredible. But then, you know, it's hard every day. But I have to tell you, I was on the phone with this incredible entrepreneur named Jordan Gaspar. She's managing director of AF Ventures. It used to be Accel Foods. She's incredible. And I was saying to her, I think that moms are just like the best employees, because all of a sudden, when you become a mother, you have a complete understanding of the value of your time. And every single minute is a trade-off matrix that you're making with your kids. And so all of a sudden you get just super efficient, because you're like, I'm not going to waste my time on any of these other things. And also a lot of the like back and forth and the little micro dramas of work just fall away, because you're like, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. It's not important to me. And she came back, she laughed really hard. And then she came back and she said, actually, Ellis, the best employees are mothers of two kids, because they've done it already once already. And now they're on their second. So they feel like a pro. So they're like super optimized, and they know exactly what they're doing. So I carry that with me. I really love that conversation. I carry it with me because it's about always making sure you know how you're going to spend your time. I'm big on planning. I like having a plan every single day. But then knowing that your plan is going to fall apart because, you know, baby's going to have a blowout diaper, and like, I'm going to have to jump up and somebody's going to want a snack, and like, that's life. And if that's life, you'll make it work. Don't let it bother you. And instead, just what I would say is that focus on what you want for you as a person. And you, just because you're a mother doesn't mean you're not a human. It does not mean you're not a person with their own values and self-worth. And make sure that you're always thinking about your long-term goals and how you bring all your things together to achieve that, so that you don't lose sight of what you want. You don't look up after kind of, you know, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 5 years, and say, you know, what happened to me? I think that's really important too. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing advice. So this has been so fun. We are coming to an end here. I'm wondering if there's anything else you want to share. Tell everybody how they can find Territory, and I want to try it. I'm like, I'm super excited. The biggest thing for us recently with the pandemic, I find like I'm just not as organized with dinners because I'm not going to the grocery store. I'm ordering groceries for delivery. So I use the days of like strolling through the aisles and getting inspired by not so much. So I think that this is just a wonderful resource for people.
Amazing. And it's exactly what we're trying to be. Basically, we're trying to take it off your shoulders every single, you know, night of the week, lunch, whatever it is that you need your personal support with. We just want to make it easy for you to eat well, to feed your family well, and to not you know, feel bad about it. And we're also doing a little bit of product experimentation where we kind of introduce you to new brands also that are really cool in your community and really highlighting new and diverse voices as well, so that you're able to try things, because I think we all miss going to the grocery store and just kind of walking through the aisles with like a lot of leisure time and saying, oh, I wonder what this tastes like. So we're bringing that together a little bit online as well. And we're really excited to do it. So if you want to check out Territory Foods, and you absolutely should, we're www.territoryfoods.com, and it's incredible meal planning, fantastic curation, and just most importantly, it all tastes great and it's all healthy. So we look forward to serving you, Crystal, so that you can stay on track with your goals, whatever they may be, and helping you empower you in your every day.
Thank you so much. Well, this has been an absolute pleasure. I had so much fun chatting. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. We'll chat again soon. Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Live Greatly podcast today. You can learn more about me and Live Greatly at www.livegreatly.co. Make sure to check out my Instagram page at livegreatly_co. And please subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. Share it with your friends and family. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.